For city planner Jeff Speck, it's pretty simple. We determine how fast to drive based on our environment.
I believe the principal reason why there's such a high death rate among pedestrians in Florida is because so many of our downtown streets have been designed to highway standards in Florida.
Speck has written several books on smart growth and walkable cities. He argues wide open lanes encourage us to hit the gas, while narrow lanes force us to slow down.
Most of the major cities in Florida have state highways, quote-unquote, running through their downtowns.
FDOT's Billy Hathaway is leading the department's effort to make Florida roadways safer for pedestrians and cyclists. He says local governments need to consider urban design changes as well.
If we didn't have land development patterns where all the developments were being cul-de-sac'd onto the state road system, but instead they were required to connect to each other. So in other words, one neighborhood would have to connect to the next, which would have to connect to the next neighborhood. There wouldn't be so much pressure to widen our roads.
The department is looking at making lanes narrower, decreasing the number of lanes, and putting in roundabouts, all things that discourage speeding. The latest report from Smart Growth America lists Miami as the fourth most dangerous place for pedestrians in America. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.